This 3-Minute Bartender episode is brought to you by Batiste Rum, the first sustainable American craft rum. And Batiste Rum just announced that its proprietary production process has been rigorously reviewed and validated as being carbon negative by Third Partners, a boutique management consultancy that, you know, validates things. And with this validation, Batiste Rum becomes the only known beverage alcohol in the world to have a climate-positive, natural production process without the purchase of carbon offsets. And who the hell wants to buy those damn carbon things anyway? They're not even available on Amazon. Batiste Rum is made from 100% pure fresh cane juice. If you like your tequila 100% agave, then you'll like your rum 100% cane juice. And right now, Batiste Rum has a special offer for my listeners. It's 15% off all orders. To get this deal, all you gotta do is visit batisterum.com. That's BATISTERHUM. Fill up your shopping cart and enter code WWD15 at checkout to get 15% off your order. Batiste Rum is awesome. It's proof that great taste with true sustainability is not a goal for tomorrow, but a reality today. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. When I was a kid, the first candy bar I truly fell in love with was called Bitto Honey, a weird mix of almonds and honey-flavored taffy. Yeah, I was kind of a weird kid. When I got older and I discovered alcohol, the first drink I truly fell in love with was the Whiskey Sour. I love it because it's simple. Whiskey, lemon, juice, and sugar. Well, and a little egg white if you're feeling frisky. And it's delicious, with some attitude to it as well. So one night, about a decade or so ago, I was fortunate enough to be in the company of the legendary bartender Dale DeGroff, who graciously offered to make me my favorite drink. Of course, I accepted his generous offer and promptly asked for a whiskey sour. That's when Dale suggested I try a Gold Rush instead. After I sheepishly admitted that I didn't know what a Gold Rush was, Dale grabbed a shaker, smiled, and said, "It's a whiskey sour, Danny boy, with a bit of honey." Say no more, Dale. Say no more. Though often assumed to be a pre-prohibition classic, the Gold Rush was actually created in the early aughts in New York City by the late, great Sasha Petrosky and his pal T.J. Siegel at Sasha's iconic Lower East Side bar, Milk and Honey. Legend has it Siegel came in with a hankering for a whiskey sour, spied a batch of honey syrup that Sasha had whipped up for a different cocktail, they substituted the honey for the sugar, and voila, mixology magic. So here's what you need and how to make it. You're going to need the honey syrup. To make that, combine 3 ounces of honey and 1 ounce of warm water in a sealed container and shake it like a yoo-hoo from hell. That'll yield a half a cup of honey syrup, which you'll keep in the fridge for about a week. You also need your favorite bourbon and some freshly squeezed lemon juice. Now fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice, add 2 ounces of the bourbon and 3/4 ounce each of the lemon juice and honey syrup, and then shake. I mean shake, because the honey needs some convincing to mesh with the other liquids. Shake, shake, shake. Strain it into a rocks glass with one large ice cube in it, and don't bother with garnish. Haven't you worked hard enough? While we're at it, forget the egg white too. Sure, it adds a little oomph to a whiskey sour, but it's wholly unnecessary in a Gold Rush. The honey in that drink provides all the body you need. So we've established that the Gold Rush is a riff on the whiskey sour invented at Milk and Honey. Wouldn't you know it? There's also a riff on the Gold Rush, and it was invented at, you guessed it, Milk and Honey. It's called a penicillin. It's a brainchild of Sam Ross, who swapped out the bourbon for blended scotch, added ginger to the honey syrup, and floated a peaty Islay malt on top. Yummy! Other variations? Well, you could use gin instead of bourbon. You've got yourself a bee's knees. When made with white rum as the base spirit, it becomes a Tahitian honeybee. Put some arsenic in it, and it's a murder hornet. Ah! I'm kidding. For Christ's sakes, don't ever mix poison into a drink. Talk about a killer hangover. The term Gold Rush refers to a discovery of gold that brings an onrush of miners seeking their fortune. The California Gold Rush started in the mid-19th century when a guy named James W. Marshall discovered that precious yellow metal at Sutter's Mill. Once people caught wind of that, well, you know, 300,000 people showed up in California hoping to hit the jackpot. So now we know who's to blame for all the goddamn traffic out here. Thanks a lot, James W. Marshall. And now, as is tradition here at 3-Minute Bartender, I'll leave you with a joke. Why did the prospector get kicked out of the pub? It's illegal to sell alcohol to minors. Till next time, friends, I invite you to follow me at The Imbiber on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the podcast at WWD_podcast. Be safe out there.